Monroe County residents continue to protest a waste transfer station proposed by Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling. Half a dozen area residents complained to Monroe County commissioners last week about the smell and the debris the North Angelina Lane site would bring, as well as potential impacts on water and air quality, traffic, and property values. Social worker Susan Burke lives on Bloomington's west side, citing an email she says went between a county planner and the county's planning director. Burke asserts the waste transfer station is being developed in secret.
I would like to open by reading part of an email from Jordan Yank to Larry Wilson. It says, Kevin Romling indicated that he would not like to see the case in front of the Board of Zoning Appeals or the Plan Commission. One of my objections to this site is the clandestine fashion with which it was developed. This is a case of wealthier people trying to fool the less wealthy in general on the west side. The west side is not the wealthy side of town, into putting up with something that they themselves would not put up with.
As an asthmatic, Burke also said that she's concerned about the project's potential impact on air quality.
I, in particular, need to know about my air and what kind of fine particulate matter will result from all these trucks. I have severe asthma. I'm standing before you, courtesy of 3 inhalers a day. I'm really concerned about that. And I will pursue legal avenues if my home becomes too polluted for me. And I'm not trying to make a threat, that's just the case, because I have to live.
Loesch Road resident Mark Napier is one of several area residents who complain that Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling did not properly notify them of the proposed project. Napier and others say the notification letter they received did not even contain the company's address. Napier called for a ban on new trash facilities in the county until more details are made clear.
It looks to me like somebody's playing a shell game. Who's behind this? We need to know, and we need to know what their motives are and how they're going to conduct themselves in the future, because up to now, it does not inspire trust.
County Attorney Jeff Cockrell told the council that Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling representatives have been advised they skipped essential procedures when they filed for an IDM permit on September 29th.
Commissioners had passed an ordinance in 2007, which indicated that before an application for a certain type of facility goes to IDM, it is to go to our solid waste management board. And they are to review it in conjunction with, you know, basically the solid waste plan and whether it's, and I think the word in the statute is whether it's necessary or somehow advisable for this station to be there. And then they were to bring that to the commissioners for review after that and approval, and then it's supposed to go to IDEM. Well, we've let the engineering firm or the consultant with the proposal know that those steps have been missed. They're aware those steps are going to be missed. They're going to try to rectify that by going to the solid waste and seeing what they say. And then ultimately, it may come back to this board or may not, depending on what happens at that level.
Cockrell says the company's representatives have agreed to work through the local processes. County Council member Shelley Yoder was listed as an owner of Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling on the IDM permit application. Yoder reportedly pulled out of the company earlier this month, saying she has no financial stake in the project.